due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Hayden, and around the table today, it seems, we have extra audio.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
VRM, thank you for coming tonight.
Yeah, well, after that random smash cut, I just had to give my opinion on, that part of the production, but
thank you. You're not the only one who's a little frustrated about that.
Mm-hmm. But Jason, that went basically exact. That show went exactly as we thought it was gonna go last Saturday morning.
What? Yes, we did pretty much, except for we didn't expect the return, which we'll talk about, and we didn't expect the main event tag for Money in the Bank. But I'll take it.
So as we've heard, Jason, we need to... Go ahead.
I'm just saying, VRM and I met him at the Brooklyn Half last weekend, and we actually did our own soundboard in our own head, you know? I mean, it's like when we were projecting the show, we had Dr. Doofenshmirtz talking like this.
Well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know.
In our own voices, because we can do it, because we've heard it so many times. But it was just too funny. But yeah.
Well, speaking of voices, we have one more voice at the table. Our other co-host, my man in Toledo, Stat Boy Josh Hinniger.
Good evening, everyone, and yeah, that was a pretty decent show. I was actually able to watch most of it. That's a shock.
Yes, but we're going to get to that after the absolutely monstrous news. I actually think, do you have like a breaking news sounder or something, VRM? Something like that?
The record scratch will work just fine.
Nope, that's...
It's not an injury issue, although we will need that later.
Yeah, yes.
Keep that handy.
Yeah. This is the part where I say, like, yeah, I was getting ready to go to sleep. Because yeah. I got...
But the thing is that for all the people who bought tickets for New Orleans next year at WrestleMania, you got to rebook.
Yep. And, TKO, by the way, yeah, go ahead.
Because TKO has decided to move WrestleMania 42, rumors to be, to repeat in Allegiant Stadium next year.
Which means this will be the first repeat Manias in the same location since WrestleManias 4 and 5.
That's correct, in Atlantic City, at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason given, I believe, is that TKO's base of operations is Vegas.
Yeah, considering UFC's base of operations was Vegas, makes sense.
Okay, and it wants to, I don't know, it wanted to do that. So, also, people are saying, oh, The Rock fucked up another WrestleMania.
No.
It's left one person of the group saying,
this right here is bullshit.
That's Carl, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the Chief Fire Muckety Muck cannot be happy. And I'll just throw this in there. I have a very dear friend who works at a hotel in New Orleans. She is not happy and has asked me to tell Doofenshmirtz to fuck all the way off if he's going to pull that shit.
Yep.
Oh, so maybe so I should add another one to this.
Fuck yes.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Well, okay, first of all, I don't think it was Doofenshmirtz's doing. Okay.
Nope.
No, but she doesn't know enough about TKO in general to tell me to say it to Nick Khan's face.
Or Ari Emanuel's face, let's be honest.
Ari Emanuel is the guy you could tell to fuck off. But it's a very interesting thing that you could change the location of one of the biggest events of the year. And then Doofenshmirtz says, "Oh, you'll get Money in the Bank 2026."
Yeah, right during the heart of hurricane season. Because Money in the Bank next year, yeah, August 26th, as you just mentioned. Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh no, I just realized what day that is.
What is that?
That's 21 years, I think, at that point.
Oh, since Katrina?
Yeah.
Roughly.
The 25th. That's basically the 21st anniversary of Katrina.
Oy.
Just checking. August 29th, 2005. Yes. Indeed.
So, it's a few days after.
Right.
Now, I'll give you a local story that might have cost him this. As you know, New Orleans is a very superstitious area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does anybody here know anything about the Annabelle doll?
Yes, I what? Do.
Go ahead.
Annabelle is one of the most haunted, or if not the most haunted dolls in the history. It was brought to New Orleans this a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like 10 prisoners escaped. And since that happened, shit's gone tits up in New Orleans right now.
And they're attributing her for WrestleMania pulling out of New Orleans. Because that's on the rest of the shit list. You know, yeah, that's just more whipped cream on the shit sundae they just got served because of that damn doll.
Yep.
No.
Although, no, we have heard from Triple H himself that our New Orleans will get a future WrestleMania. Do not be surprised if that's 2028 or 2029.
Indianapolis is going to get one.
Yeah, Indianapolis is going to get one, and I have a sneaking suspicion that Las Vegas will get a third.
No, I'm going to go even further than that.
Oh?
Riyadh will.
Which means it's not really a WrestleMania.
If Riyadh gets WrestleMania before London, there will be riots.
Yes.
Like, there will be legitimate riots in... Have anyone seen the Vancouver riots whenever they have issues with the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know about sports riots.
Yeah, imagine one of those riots in Westminster.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. It ain't pretty by any stretch of the imagination. But this is a bad look for TKO. This is a rare miss. How do you pull out of a New Orleans when you announce the dates in the city?
Unfortunately, it has probably one thing to do with it. Dollar signs. Because they want more money. They're greedy little fucks.
And I think that's the going response so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because New Orleans does not have the same cost of living index that Vegas does.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, and just the fact that you have to sacrifice at least one kidney to do a WrestleMania these days.
Mm-hmm. You think WrestleMania is good? SummerSlam. Fuck off. SummerSlam. Ugh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Uh-huh. I'm saying that because SummerSlam's in our backyard, and... Oh, let's see.
Well, okay, can we check? You want to check prices now?
That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm
doing. Live research, folks!
On good old Ticket Slave.
Ticket Crapper?
Yeah.
All right, how much to get in the door for a two-night? Again, this is in the door. Okay, in the door is not bad. It's for a single, nosebleeds? 230, yeah, single, in the door, nosebleed, far end of the stadium, 230.
Is that one night or both?
That's both, that's a two-day combo.
Okay, that's better than WrestleMania, because WrestleMania, to just get in the door for both nights, is was $420 to $430.
Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, this is, ramp side, upper deck, TV side, 230. If we go down to mezzanine, we're starting into 450 to 500. Lower bowl's not. Huh. Lower bowl, 380 for lower bowl in the corner?
That's not bad. Kind of reasonable.
And again, that's a two night price.
Yeah.
Again, not terrible.
Yeah. Ramp? No way.
Talk to me.
Rampway tickets. Granted, this is like right by the entrance, but it's right by the entranceway, but deep in. Under 700.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
How is that?
Are people starting to get tired?
I think enough people have itched that Yeah.
What's up?
There's the numbers I was expecting. Floor seats, $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay,
fine.
We also remember we're 2 months away. Still.
Yeah. But looking at that, yeah, ramp price, that's not super terrible for ramp side.
Ramp at a big four.
Yeah.
And again, let's preface this again. That's the two night price.
Yeah.
Which is saying something, because, granted, this is very outdated numbers, but my hand slapping seats at 23 were 700.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 20 WrestleManias ago, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that, but I'm just saying those seats right now have an extra zero on the end of them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah,
those very seats.
With no decimal point in between, you see.
Correct.
For contrast. There is a single seat front row in Glendale. So ringside front row.
What, for Money in the Bank?
For Double or Nothing.
Okay.
For $1,200.
Oh, wow.
That's front row ringside. Like, I mean, like, almost... Is this, this is, basically, this is TV. Basically, you will be guaranteed on TV if you sit in this seat.
1,200, you said?
1,200.
That is a resale, though, just a note. Yeah,
it is a resale, yes.
Fourth row, which means you'll still very likely be on TV, 320.
That's numbers I'm used to paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's again, we'll have more stories as it gets out there. You know, more info. This just came down, I believe, Thursday or Friday of this week. So, But we just finished a pretty good Saturday night's main event. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two main things that that were story advancing. I mean, I'll give you know some of the results. I mean, Zelina Vega retained against Chelsea. Damian beat Drew in a cage.
I'm hoping a truck tech got fired.
Oh,
VRM, explain it. Explain it to him.
Okay, so, you know what, before I can explain it, let us explain the main event first.
Okay.
Logan Paul was fighting Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight title.
Yep.
Before the match, John Cena said, you know, it would really ruin wrestling. If you lost to a freaking YouTuber, that would be great. That would be awesome. You know?
And I was scared that it was actually going to happen.
Yeah, let me get the exact quote. He said, he said, John said, long time. He said, Jay said, last time I saw you, I threw you out the ring at the Royal Rumble. He said, that's funny. He says, he's glad you remember that last time. And he looks forward to the next time. He goes, you come from the most prestigious family and you'll lose to Logan Paul. When his clock runs out, how would it feel if he took his title home and the other title was held by a YouTuber? That's a lot of pressure and John will be watching. So, late in the match, A wild John Cena appears. Oh, and by the way, earlier in the match, John Cena defeated Ron Cena, which was silly.
Yes,
but I get it.
It was a fun match. It was maybe 5 minutes, but it told a story.
Yeah, 4:25. But yeah, again, we actually called that was not going to go live more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, not a surprise.
Yep, and so. So late in the match, Cena's attacking John Cena when captain of the football team returns for the first time in WrestleMania. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cody cleans house and says, basically, I love that he goes, you know, you've ruined everything. And it's enough. We're going to, you know, it's end this. I have a partner in Jey Uso. You have a partner in Logan Paul. Money in the bank.
Mic drop, smash cut.
Yep.
This is like, there was no time to process it. No time to internalize what just happened there. Right on the 48 hours.
Well, that's only because they were right at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
And they had to switch to the next show?
Yep.
Yes.
So, that didn't bother me as much. What bothered me was Damian Priest's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damian Priest's entrance, we've seen how this goes. They put the flames up on the Tron, maybe you'll see the bat wings. But it's way out of focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To make it more menacing, more intimidating. So that when Damian comes out, he kind of strolls into the shot. The focus fades. We get a better look at him. He raises his arms in the first, like a sonic boom. Just a...
Yeah. A kaboom.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now... This particular time, he had that god-awful demon mask that he's worn a couple of times. But he wore a bat-wing cape. Somewhere the Undertaker is face-palming.
Yes.
And the cameras missed most of that.
Yeah, so that this one goes
put it to this way. The Undertaker's not face palming. He's filming LFG season what, 25 already? I mean,
if they are starting filming for season 2 now, yeah, because season 1's happened.
2 and 3, I believe.
Oh, dang.
They've renewed it for 2 seasons, I believe, yes. Let me double check that.
But
I saw a press release.
Right, but like I said, somebody in the truck should be fired. And oh, by the way, that stupid filter went off on somebody's handheld after the match.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, somebody in the truck needs to be slapped around, and I can't say fuck Kevin Dunn, because Kevin Dunn's done fucked off, so.
Yep. That was a rare misstep.
So, according to Mickie James in an interview at Comic-Con with Denise Salcedo, she said it was a lot of fun to be the first ever and have the success to know that it's gotten picked up for not just another season, but for 3 years. So, like, 6 seasons, hopefully. That's a big nice. Damn deal. Wow!
Yeah.
That's huge. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to, I believe it is Shiloh Hill and, Tyra May Green, I believe. It's Tyra May Steele.
Yes.
Who were the first winners of LFG. And I believe The Undertaker was the winning coach, yes?
Yes, he was.
Oh, he gets the LFG belt.
Yep.
The LFG Fizzleweight Champion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Fizzle may as well be the Fizzleweight Championship.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have our first match for Money in the Bank, and we have a couple of matches for Worlds Collide, and man, yes. Is this going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm super stoked for this. I'm not I've never watched AAA on the regular,
mm-hmm.
but
I've heard of
Hijo del Vikingo, and I've seen some of his work prior, so. I'm shut up and take my money. How about that? Let's just do that.
You know, Hijo del Vikingo has also been on AEW for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's where I saw him.
And he had a match, if I remember correctly, with Kenny Omega that blew the roof off.
Yes, okay. He did. Oh, dear God, he did.
So the two matches we have.
Yes.
So far, El Hijo de Vikingo versus Chad Gable. Holy shit. Okay.
Not El Grande Americano?
Not El Grande Americano, no.
And no, he'll crush another match.
Yes. Angel, the Legado del Fantasma versus El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Psycho Clown, and Pagano. Hell yes! Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, VRM, Minnesota's up by 42. Just saying. Anyway.
Yeah, and Florida's up by 3.
But yeah, I mean, we've got that. We've got Money in the Bank. But speaking of Money in the Bank, let's do this now. Poor
yeah.
Zoe Stark.
Oh,
play it, VRM.
So she was fighting. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, this was awful. And if I understand, if this was falling under the triple threat rule, I think she was supposed to win that.
No, she was supposed to take the pin, I think.
Yes, I do believe she was supposed to take the pin as well.
Well, she came down very awkwardly on a mid-ring missile drop kick. I've seen it in slow motion, and there's a lot of CLs that went poppity-poppity-pop.
Yep.
Oof.
And the match pretty much stopped. I did not see the ref's text, but I saw that the camera moved away from the ring.
Because they went to commercial break, because you heard her go... I mean, like, loud. I mean, like, oh my God. That scream was her. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. It was, you know what this reminded me of? Okay, and this is old school. And VRM, you might remember this one, okay? When Sid broke his leg off the top
rope. Oh! WCW greed? No!
No!
Brain bleach! Thank you!
Because he was, you remember how bad he was screaming?
Yeah.
How bad the rest of us were screaming?
Yeah. And the thing is...
Because his leg went one way and then in a different direction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Zoe Stark had already, tore the ACL in that leg. So if she tore it again, there's a real chance it could be ball game for her career.
God, I hope not. God, I hope not.
Well, according to multiple sources, and I'm going by...
Wasn't it Natalia who said something?
No, Stark said she's going to be out of action for a while. According to Fightful, there's no official diagnosis. There's a potential tear that could require surgery, that she could be out for the rest of the year.
Minimum.
Yeah.
We forgot about something else about tonight's show. More important, there was actually something else. We completely glossed over, and I'm fucking stupid.
The first match, in fact, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Match
between
Breaker and Rollins.
Rollins.
Versus Zayn and Punk.
And Sami Zayn and this guy.
Pay attention to me!
Right, and it was
ROH. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So.
Hi.
Late in the match, Paul Heyman holds Sami Zayn's legs and distracts the ref when a wild Bronson Reed returns.
Oh, boy.
And sides with Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. And I'm like,
so
what?
Yeah, I've seen somebody said make this make sense. Of course I can make it make sense. We've got a crazy dude. We've got an architect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we've got a Pacific Islander. I've seen this movie.
But first of all,
hi.
What fun is there in making sense?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree, but again, I've seen this movie before. Come on, Seth.
Really?
So when are you... like I said, you've got the unpredictable badass. Unpredictable, right. Synonymous with unstable.
Yeah.
We have our consistent dude in Seth. And now we have a Pacific Islander. I realize that he's a New Zealander, right?
Yes.
Yes. Australian, New Zealand.
Wait, I thought he represented Guam in the Olympics.
You're thinking of Jeff Cobb.
Yes, I am. Oh, wait, I am. Bronson, yeah, I think
he's Australian.
Okay.
Okay.
My brain's going
so
places.
He's from Adelaide. Yes.
So, Bad News Beeman isn't here, so it's an island in the Pacific, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking my tinfoil hat off now, but...
It is.
Come on, man. I posted it on Twitter if you really need to see my point.
Yeah, I know. Kind of close.
Just saying. It's kind of like when Hunter started Evolution, you know, the Hunter Hearst Horseman?
Mm-hmm.
So here's Seth doing his version. I will shut up now.
No, but yes, so Bronson Reed is back. But yes, so Kairi Sane and Rhea Ripley had to call it on the fly. And yeah, it was sloppy, but you had to do what you had to do in that point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, that was the big deal. So you had some interesting things. You had the Judgment Day defeating Penta and AJ Styles. Roxanne Perez defeating Natalya and Becky Lynch. Wow. Okay.
That was very kind of unexpected.
Right.
But Becky doesn't need it.
Becky doesn't need it. Natalya doesn't need it. So Roxanne does. You know? Mm-hmm. And of course, Natalya really needs to embrace that double, you know, the Steve Austin character she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, Sheamus kicked the absolute shit out of Grayson Waller. And by the way, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory better split up sooner rather than later. It's a couple of months too late, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know? I think it's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah, because this should have happened a while ago, but I don't know what derailed it, or if they just fell through the cracks or what.
It's probably the second.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds about right. But yeah, those two need to break up, but then what?
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. Someone's got to get a push. What was also interesting on Monday is you had a Gunther Logan face off.
Okay.
You know, I was like, okay, teasing a face turn, maybe? Possibly?
Or he's just wanting to fight everyone and everything.
Doesn't matter who.
Yeah.
It's also something that that's going to cast some doubt on the match at Saturday night's main event. That, you know, to keep it in there, that there's a chance that Logan Paul would win.
Mm-hmm.
Because that still scares the shit out of me if they're going to actually do it.
Yeah.
I still think they are. It's not going to be off Jay. It's going to be off somebody else. You know?
Still. Yeah, I know, but just irritating.
I'm still waiting for the day when Logan's in the ring and we get a CoffeeZilla chant.
But so this weekend, by the way, has been a huge weekend for wrestling. We had Under Siege this past Friday, which, believe it or not, was streamed on YouTube. But we have two cards going off tomorrow night as we record. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have NXT Battleground and Double or Nothing. Now, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So which one do you want to talk about first?
Should we talk about NXT Battleground first then?
Yes, I think we should. Okay, I have it up here.
Yeah.
We have six matches going on. We have Hank and Tank and Josh Briggs versus The Culling with Izzy Dane. Okay. Then Sol Ruka defends the North American Championship against Kalani Jordan. Tony D'Angelo fights Stax Lorenzo in a grudge match, which I believe is going to be the beginning, not the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie Vaquer versus Jordan Grace. I hope they switch, because if you've got Julia and Roxanne Perez and you add Stephanie Vaquer to the mix, oh boy. What do you think? Or is it too early right now? What do you think?
No, if they're going to move a belt, I know the belt that they should move.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's Joe Hendry over to Trick Williams, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because then I feel that the partnership is more... mutual's not the word. Cooperative.
Balanced?
Balanced. That's an even better word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you're absolutely right. Not one time have we seen people invade, you know, or, you know, have these working partnerships where they give away the title to someone or somewhere, right?
Right. And the invasion of 01 doesn't count.
No, we're not talking about that. Nope.
I know. But I'm just putting that out there.
Yes. And and then of course Omafevi versus Miles Bourne. As Miles Bourne is now the Sami Zayn / Jey Uso of NXT. Right now. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that in a storyline way.
Yeah, he's the big fan favorite, the plucky underdog.
Oh, good word. That was the word I was thinking. Plucky. You know? And we're not talking the duck from Tiny Toon of Death. You know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good card, but it's going to be running against
AEW Double or Nothing.
The first time this is going to be outside of Las Vegas, and yes. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It is going to be at the Desert Diamond Arena in Glendale, Arizona.
Right. Which is about 7,000 people, yes?
Desert Diamond Arena.
19
indeed. Ice hockey,
well,
capacity 17,000.
Well, hold on. I want to go to WrestleTix.
Right.
To see what they said. Because
I'm just saying what the cap is. I don't know what their actual attendance is.
Because the setup could be something totally different, you see. So, by the way, WrestleTix was a sellout at nearly 10,000, just to let you know. Going to WrestleTix. Itemized July 16th.
As of 10 hours ago, the current setup is for 8,103. Current ticket count is 7,397.
That's not good.
It's not surprising.
But also last year, they sold about 1,000 more at the Grand Arena in Vegas.
Yeah, the question is, though, what's going to be the walk-up?
You could get walk-up for this.
Yeah, because right now there are 10 matches total listed. And I've got those right in front of me.
I do, too, and you have them. Go for it.
Yep, let me go ahead and just hit off the Owen Hart Foundation Cup final matches. Jamie Hayter will lose to Mercedes Moné. Go figure.
Yep.
And she'll get hurt again.
Yeah. Hangman will face off against Will Ospreay. I could see both winning, especially after the promo they cut on Dynamite. Holy crap, that promo.
Okay.
It was actually believable. And I could honestly say either guy could win it. And it would make sense.
And the winner is going to get a shot at All In against Moxley. But you know what? And I'm going to predict this right here. And I've been hearing it all week. And I believe it.
What?
Okay. Okay. It don't matter who wins this, because the man who is going to take the title from Jon Moxley is one Darby Allin.
Not a surprise. Correct. That.
Somehow this dude did not get blown off of Mount Everest and flew the AAW flag at the summit.
I'm surprised he didn't do the coffin drop off the mountain.
Shush.
He would have survived, too.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the scarier part. But no, seriously, I'm not making fun of him about this. Because there is no way on God's green earth anybody at this table would be able to do it.
No way.
Closest we have is VRM, and I don't think he's up for running vertically.
I will limit my myself to below Mile High.
So I mean that's incredible. That is a mind-blowing thing. So I guess my next question is Darby off the mountain yet?
As I know it's far not as like I know, it's been 6 days since he's hit the summit.
Yeah.
Or maybe 6 to 8 days, somewhere in there, because I think we talked about him hitting the summit last week.
He's probably
off the mountain by now.
Well, he's probably at base camp reacclimating to lower altitude.
Yeah. So there is some chance, though no guarantees, that he shows up tomorrow.
That's tight.
Yeah.
But if it could, if there's any way they can do it, they will. If yeah. not,
even as a video package.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, I'm good with that. So, okay. But yeah, okay. When Darby Allin gets back, yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, Fightful Selected said it wasn't an impossibility. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if you get a video package or something. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just saying, hey, Mox, you stupid fucker. Yeah. I climbed the biggest mountain in the world. I'm coming for you next. Okay? Something like that.
And beating you is easier than climbing the tallest mountain in the world.
I've already got
oh boy, here we go.
Oh no.
First of all, what the fuck does climbing Mount Everest have anything to do with wrestling?
Things that are harder than beating you for 800, Alex.
So while he's out there playing in the snow,
mm-hmm.
and almost getting blown off the mountain, I'm here.
Yeah, and
I'm here.
Yeah, but you've got yourself a match.
What?
You've got yourself a match at Double or Nothing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm here. I work. I do my job. I don't go run off and make movies or climb mountains or, you know, bungee jumping off whatever.
I mean, you know, he wants to. All you have is another blood match called Anakin and Mita. Are you defending your title? No.
Are you hiding the title like a coward? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, your boy Roman might be in a movie playing a Street Fighter character.
Akuma.
The fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fuck? I was supposed to be Casey Jones in a Turtles reboot. What the fuck is he doing with red hair and a top knot?
Badass than you?
Yeah, and also, by the way, Braun Strowman is saying, I want to be Zangief. Yes!
Well, if they don't give it to fucking Rusev, then yeah.
Exactly.
Fuck. Yeah. What?
Yeah, but you're with the Death Riders and the Young Bucks against Omega, Strickland, Nightingale, and the Ops, okay?
Hmm. Well, fuck.
So it's going to be a 12-person Anarchy in the Arena match, but, mm-hmm. dude, little boy's coming for you.
This is the third time you've been in an Anarchy in an Arena match.
Yeah.
Do something else. I mean, granted, yeah, you had the IWGP Eliminator last time, but seriously, do something else. Something else.
What?
At Double or Nothing.
What, a hokey thing like Stadium Stampede?
No. Excuse me. That Stadium Stampede, dude, was part of because of the pandemic. Give me a break.
That's what I'm saying. What other kind of shit do you want me to do? And when Darby gets
defend the title.
Yes.
Be a fighting champion.
Boy Roman didn't do it every month either.
Yeah, and we hated it then too.
You know, if it might still be casting for Street Fighter. I don't know who I'd play, but.
Oh, I have a pretty good idea. You be playing Cody.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for not saying Blanca.
And, I mean, you and Cody are pretty much similar. Similar build, similar look. You should be in cuffs. Wait a minute.
Fuck, what are you... Give me... No. What?
Trust me. Just go make the phone call and see if you see if you can get it. Yes, I'll play if you can somehow get into that movie. I'd be there opening night.
Shoot.
Anyway, thank you.
What's this about Roman being in a Street Fighter movie?
Get he's going to be playing Akuma, just like you did in 92.
No, it's not Moxley. It's
no, I didn't play Akuma. I beat Akuma. I was the first person in... I was one of the first people in this country who beat Akuma.
Nice.
I am one of the first people to face him, and it scared the shit out of me. But, I'm sorry.
According to multiple sources, and these are legitimate sources, Jason Momoa is supposed to be Blanca, and what? Roman Reigns is going to play Akuma. Okay?
Take my money now.
Jason Momoa?
Take my fucking money now.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Andrew Koji, and Noah Centineo is supposed to play Ryu and Ken. Okay.
All right.
And Momoa will be Blanca. Yes, exactly. So, yes, this is real. So, Roman may be, again, taking a long break.
Yeah. All right.
Like me. I want to see pictures of that, but I know that they're still in the casting phase.
Yes.
They're in the casting phase, yes.
All right. Exactly. Back to Double or Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. So, Mox will be on the phone for the rest of the night, so he won't be bugging us anymore.
So, as we mentioned, Anarchy in the Arena, Omega, Swerve, Willow, and the Ops will face off against the Death Riders and the Young Bucks.
So, can I just go touch back on something I just mentioned while Mox was still here?
What?
Yeah.
Looking at Kenny, the Bucks, Claudio, Wheeler... All you guys, you need to do something else too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
Seriously, this group seems to be locked automatically into this into the Anarchy and Arena match. I thought this was like until All In came around. This was your WrestleMania. Now it's just become.
Yeah.
Capital punishment.
Dear God!
The fan, yes.
Yep. Alright, so back to the card. The Hurt Syndicate will beat the Sons of Texas. That would be Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara to retain their AEW World Tag Team Championship, because there's no way they're losing it. None.
Not especially with MJF in the group.
Yep. Timeless Toni Storm will more than likely beat Mina Shirakawa to retain the AEW Women's World Championship.
Correct.
FTR will more than likely beat Daniel Garcia and Nigel McGuinness.
Welcome back, Nigel, again.
Yep. Ricochet will probably beat Mark Briscoe in a stretcher match because fuck us, that's why.
Oh, but Ricochet has been a good dick heel.
Yes.
A good
More or less what I'm saying is AEW seems to be really heel centric and it drives me fucking crazy.
Why do you think I stopped watching?
Yeah. The next one, Okada will face off against Speedball Mike Bailey for the Continental Championship. Do not be surprised if Speedball actually wins this.
Okay.
And then the last match that we haven't touched on that isn't part of the pre-show is the Paragon, the former CFO's missing Kai or the F Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong will face off against Konosuke Takeshita, Kyle Fletcher, and Josh Alexander, the Don Callis family. And then in a pre-show match, Megan Bain and Penelope Ford will be facing off against Anna Jay and Harley Cameron.
Right. But we will see what goes on here.
Yes.
So, SmackDown, while we're at it, just a couple of things there. We got the return of the Wyatt Six in a beautifully emotional moment.
Yes.
Maggie.
Yes.
You saw.
Well, I mean, we were having a lovely tag match that fell into a schmoz, which I was expecting a schmoz, but I did not expect the lights to go out. And since they didn't do the full... Actually, they didn't do the full thing where they, you know, they shut off section by section. But there was the one sound effect in there that told you that it wasn't the ghost of Sabu. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean the... That one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
So, yes, I sat up immediately. Because I was actually able to see this shit live. I wasn't there, but I got to see it live. The lights come up, and I'm losing my shit. I've been waiting for these guys.
Well, because Bo Dallas was hurt.
Yes, for a while.
Right, but even he could have done what Wyndham used to do. He could have put just. Set off to the side, but that's okay. We got unmitigated chaos,
at least for a moment.
Yeah, but yes, the Wyatt Six are back in the mix.
Yes,
and once they finish cleaning, go ahead.
Let's go ahead. Oh no, you go ahead.
Okay, so they clean house. And as the anthem started to play, a birthday cake appeared, and not the lantern.
Yep, with a single candle on it, lit.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, is because Wyndham's birthday was that day, if not the day prior.
It was that day on Friday.
It was that day.
Yeah.
It would have been 38, I believe.
Just a hair younger than me. Damn.
So, you know, perfectly timed arrival, beautiful, beautiful tribute. Now, please, guys, stick around.
Yeah, especially since, you know, Alexa wound up wrestling for a Money in the Bank qualifier. Her, Charlotte, and Julia. And who won it? Julia. And a bit of a surprise, because I thought it was going to be, lol, Charlotte wins.
I didn't expect Charlotte to win it, but it had to be really, I was expecting something really, really, really screwy to keep her from winning it.
Yeah.
And with Alexa there and no sign of the Wyatt Six up to this point in the show, you know, I've been waiting for them to descend upon the building, and I'm thinking that since Alexa still has a little bit of static with Charlotte, wouldn't it be lovely if Alexa and Nikki Cross beat the high holy hell of out of Miss Barbie? I mean, Charlotte.
Yes.
Not
yes,
Tiffany.
I would.
Charlotte.
It would be
because
very
Charlotte.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because Charlotte's a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. She's so made of plastic. Oh, it's so fantastic. Anyway, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right now, we have four women, two men so far. And it's going to be 3-3 on each side, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
Probably.
Okay. So, we have, on the men's side, Solo... And LA Knight versus four other people. And you got Alexa, Roxanne, Rhea, and Julia versus two others, and then of course the tag match we just got, Cody and Jay versus John and Logan.
Yeah.
Cena and Logan.
And also we do have a qualifier match coming up for the women. Jade Cargill, Naomi, Nia Jax. I wouldn't be surprised if Nia gets in because, well, she's the odd woman out in this case. Because Jade and Naomi are still on a collision course with each other.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Right now, 2 weeks before Money in the Bank, okay? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks before, who should win on either side, men and women?
Knight should win the men's.
Really? You think Knight?
Solo seems to be finally starting to change, and for the better. Because if you've seen him during on SmackDown, it felt like he was actually starting to improve in his role.
Wrestling or character?
Character.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we need to see the full lineup of who gets in.
And then for the women, I would like to see Alexa win it.
I want to see Roxanne Perez win it, actually.
Okay.
But no. I'm just saying LA Knight just because of where the show is going to be.
Yeah, in Inglewood, California, at the Intuit Dome.
Mm-hmm.
So, and since Alistair didn't get in, but I think he's having way too much fun kicking Miz's head off his shoulders.
Yeah.
So I mean, we've got a three-way tag next Monday between the Royal War Raiders, Creed Brothers, and the New Day. Rusev against Tozawa so far. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have a promo about Gunther and Jay 2 weeks from Monday in Phoenix after Money in the Bank. We're going to get the preview for Money in the Bank. That's where we're setting up right now.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, I just want to check to see if I missed anything news-wise. We have a little bulletin here. There's a reason why Drew McIntyre lost tonight.
Oh?
According to Mike Johnson of PWI, Drew McIntyre will be off WWE TV for the foreseeable future. McIntyre, who has been working hurt for some time, finishes dates with his loss to Damian Priest. The word backstage will be taking an extended period of law off and is off TV going forward. There's been talk of McIntyre landing a particular big Hollywood role for some time. This absence will not be related to that. It's more about personal time off, but here's the line. No, he noted this week he was working hurt and could not turn his neck all the way left.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That sounds like the Madden.
What?
The ba-da-da-da-da-da.
That's Tecmo.
That's,
Tecmo. Oh, Tecmo, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. That's scary.
Come on, Newell. He was off TV for a while. So I'm just trying to It'll be Edge at Bronson Reed. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Governor DeSantis got booed because he was there.
When did they show that? Because I must have fast forwarded through it or something.
No, they didn't on wasn't on TV.
Who are you talking about?
The Florida governor.
Oh God, Ron DeSantis. Ugh.
So yeah, so they put him. They apparently put him on the screen, and the crew and everybody in the Yuengling Center booed him out of the building.
And that's fully deserved.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's, this was a big, big, big weekend. I mean, it's a big weekend, but we got two cards tonight. I mean, this is a big weekend in everything. This is one of the biggest, you know, like, for example, VRM, we've got three racing, big, massive races this week. Tomorrow.
It is one of auto racing's highest holy days. As I like to call it, the Minneapolis Cola 1262. Breakfast at Monaco. Yeah. Breakfast at Monaco, lunch at Indianapolis, dinner at Charlotte.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And yeah, it's crazy, but again, we're still in a hot period right now, and we're going to review all the stuff that happened on these two shows and all the news over the next 7 days as we end the month of May and then start the finish to the first half of 2025.
Yep. What?
Yeah, exactly. What?
Yeah.
But I think we should sew a little bit of soap here. Speaking of which, VRM. We went over the... Well, I don't know if you weren't there for this, but on the BS...
I wasn't there, but the Giants schedule is dog shit.
Yes. We went over the schedule. Brock Purdy getting paid. Here comes the money. Here you go.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Brock Purdy gets 5 years, $253 as an extension. Trevor Lawrence, anybody?
Damn.
Yeah. So we talked about that, and the next time I think we're going to be back is going to be on around minicamp time in July, hopefully, unless some crazy news. But right after the show ended, VRM, we had the shocking news that Jim Irsay passed away of the Colts, the owner of the Colts. You heard about that, right?
That came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It did come out of nowhere. Right? Oh, and by the way, the Tush Push went two votes short of being banned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Eagles decided to be obnoxious.
Yes.
Dare I ask?
They put up a video of 22 minutes of the Tush Push on their YouTube channel.
22 minutes, 10 seconds?
I hate the Eagles.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. No offense, that's funny.
And also, we're getting another wrestling show. Remember, you finished in Maimonides Park, DRM?
Yes, from the Brooklyn Half Marathon. For people that aren't aware,
that's right. GCW is going to be there, July 19th, making its debut there.
Nice.
Ash at the ballpark. Including Matt Cardona is going to be there. The former Cora Jade and the former Gigi Dolan is going to be there, I believe. And, yeah. So we'll definitely about that. The WLTI finished our 13th season. We will debut season 14 next week. We had a winner on Survivor. We're heading to finishes on Top Chef, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Jeopardy Masters are in the quarterfinals, but again, summer starts this week with Destination X and the new 20th anniversary season of America's Got Talent. We'll talk more about that and all the other game show news coming up soon. It was a thing.
Yes. This week on It Was a Thing on TV, we continued pilot month with a 1983 pilot called Herndon and Me. A show starring, that would have starred, Michael Richards and Ted McGinley. Just post Happy Days and a few, of course, about a decade pre-Married with Children. Of course, it didn't take off. Then they did a live cast or live show of Meet the Deedles, a late 1990s Disney movie that went absolutely nowhere. And then today, for Greg's Money in the Bank, every guest star on Hotel. Hotel was an 80s show that did decently well, 5 seasons. And of course, yeah, all that. You can find more on that and everything else on It Was a Thing on TV.com. Nikki, it's time for your artist shout-outs.
Why, yes, yes it is. Quick shout-out, of course, to our consistently absent guest, Jamie Cloutier, who has been pretty wiped out. She has been responding to me periodically, but I think she's still hiding in the has-been hotel. So I haven't been over on her Twitter yet, but do check her out at Alter Ego Zally on Twitter. And I believe that's the same. I think that's the same on Instagram. So definitely check her artwork out. She loves drawing Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention Seth Rollins?
What about Seth Rollins?
I know. I can't always remember that.
Monday Night Rock and full effect, baby.
By the way, did you notice that Seth Rollins went all black today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All I wonder why Tyler Black?
Oh.
No, maybe Shield Black.
Oh.
Anyway.
Go see my post on Twitter, please.
All right. All right.
While I look up another artist. Okay. I heard that, VRM.
I didn't say nothing.
I heard somebody chuckling.
I heard chuckling, and I also heard some probably cats outside. But that's me.
No, that was a squeak. That was a squeak of my chair.
Oh, okay.
So yes, back to the artists. Norberto Gaitan, cool anime style art. I believe commissions are open, and prices aren't bad, and the Surprise Me feature is something to take a look at. His commission information is on vgen.co/Norberto Gaitan. Who else I got in here? Obligatory shout-out to Onewamashu, who I just saw something recently on her thing. She recently posted, oh, maybe this is somewhere on one of her recent posts is a parody popular science cover with human versions of Perceptor and Brainstorm from Transformers. It's actually it's a neat picture. Let's see. This will be available as a 5x7 print with the magazine if we reach 75 physical copies ordered. So help her out. What else I got in here? Dozer draws it, Little Dozer Baby. I love this stuff. If you're looking for something that's softer, more wholesome in your fan art, this is the person to look up.
I'm sorry. Okay.
What?
The shirt that R-Truth wore,
mm-hmm. right,
is on sale.
Oh.
Good. It should be. Let's see, where else was I going?
Right.
No, you're fine. James Diotto, commissions are open. Wrestling, video games, you name it. This is a dude that has a whole bunch of Final Fantasy VII art that he's put out there. I need to get back to him once my money settles down, but that might be a while. Who else have I got on here? If you'd like anime with your wrestling art, Otanad on Instagram and Nahol Tajes on Twitter. Nahol Tajes has a variety of styles. Otanad loves tucking a whole bunch of anime references into his comics, and apparently is a favorite comic of my dear Uncle Paul. So if you don't have Instagram, go to at Heyman Hustle and scroll around and see if you can find those comics. Trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah, he all loves them. All loves them.
Let's see. I've had two recent commissions completed through Groovy at Docile Bread. Don't ask. Who's not going to be, is not picking up commissions for another week or so, but that's not long of a wait at all. Tapeworm with two R's was the other commission. He likes blood and gore and dark and all that kind of stuff. His style is black and white with a little bit of blood thrown in for good measure. So yes, this was perfect for a Dean Ambrose John Moxley face-off pick. But out there, if you are going to get fan art, pay generously. Request work in progress. Be upfront with what you want and how you want it. And once it's done, share it everywhere and credit the artist. Because the real artists need the income, and the AI artists can go back and play with their co-pilot. I mean, themselves. Seriously. I do AI for concept, but I would never try to make money off of it. Also, I have a little injury update of my own to give.
Oh?
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are that's right. Go ahead. Very important, actually.
Yeah. Next week, I am going in for cubital and carpal surgery on my right arm.
Oh.
Essentially, they need to work on a nerve in my elbow, and while they're in there, they're going to check my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what my, you know, I'm going to be laid up for a little bit, but this is my non-dominant hand. So I'm still going to be able, I can podcast with one hand.
Yeah.
So that's not the problem. I'm just not sure what my injury turnaround time is because I haven't gotten too many answers. Oh, and for some reason, I make too much money. Fuck you, Cigna. Fuck you sideways with a rusty scalpel.
Wow.
Yeah. But the surgery will be Tuesday morning. I have transportation to and from because they are knocking my ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I will keep everybody informed of how things are going.
Okay.
And if you and Josh, if Nikki is not available next week, we'll do the show without her.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, because, you know, recovery yeah. and all. You know, you.
Yeah, like I said, I don't. Go ahead. Sorry.
You could be as loopy as Mox after a couple of rounds in the Anarchy in the arena.
So, but yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, I have no idea if it was just the wrist. I'd probably be, you know, I'd be I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. But the wrists and the elbow and the surgeons being very generous and doing both at the same time. But I don't know what the recovery looks like on something like that. I have a friend who recently had carpal tunnel surgery. He's already using that hand gingerly, but he's using that hand. Mm-hmm. So, I don't really have too much else because I'm right here. So for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, for my man VRM, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week because we're going to have a lot to talk about as we work our way towards Money in the Bank.